Why not? When it's Panya, it has right understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. Opposite of avijja.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're two different realities.
But usually we have to think and then say, okay, this is usala and this is avijja.
Because by having no understanding, the wise attention begin to develop.
Yes.
Yeah. Wiser and wiser. Mm-hmm. Until it can become the understanding.
Yes. Okay. So, I would like to know a little bit more about Yoniso Manasikara.
What for?
Just more understanding of this, because we talk a bit about this.
Why?
Because it's one of the conditions for the arising of Panya.
Yes, but what for? To know that? To understand better about the nature, which is anatta-ness.
Yes.
Otherwise it's useless. We just keep many, many words in our mind, not knowing why. But since each word bears many meaning, deeper, more subtle, to really understand that it's a reality, no self, no one, this is the point. No matter there is right awareness, with right understanding right now, directly, the point is just to develop the understanding so firmly that whenever whatever appears, the understanding can understand correctly. It's just a moment. Yeah, so it does not just collect like a dictionary, but that is no use at all, because it's still the I. But when there's the understanding about how anatta-ness it is, it's the way to have less attachment. Even this should be clear from the very beginning. Until everything is just a reality. No doubt about anyone at all. About any characteristic or any reality. So, before one can know about whether it is yoniso, wise, or yoniso, unwise, what is manasikara? See, it's only just the word comes from Pali, root or things like that, but its characteristic. It arises and falls away so very rapidly with each moment. So how can one know it? It arises very rapidly with each single citta. So how can one know about it? Even now, citta is the faculty of experiences, is unknown yet.
We have three manasikaras, manasikara, yoniso, and yoniso, but it's in fact only one jetasika, is it not?
Yeah, wisely or unwise.
Okay.
So how can we think about it in order to understand it as much as we can understand?
Well, yoniso is kusala and apyoniso.
That doesn't help. Only the name, wholesome or unwholesome, manasikara. So it's like book study, if it's like that.
Like now there is manasikara with every citta attending to the object. So even at moment of seeing, there's attending to the visible object. At moment of hearing, there's attending to the sound.
moment of kusala, is attending to the object of the kusala citta. And that moment of akusala is attending to the object of the akusala citta. I think it helps to just understand that manasikara is so common, arising with every single citta attending, just a different characteristic to the kagata, which focuses on the object, or vedana that feels the object, manasikara attending at that moment, just rising, falling away instantly.
If we sit here and no attention to what is said, can you get it?
No.
See? Another object is object of attention instead. So that is attention with its citta, depending on what is the object of attention. It attends to whatever citta experiences unknowingly, even you like it or not, even you have intention to experience it or not, or even at that moment you don't know at all whether it is already attended.
It's attending already.
Mm. Yeah.
At moment of not knowing or
wondering. Yeah. Or
to say that it's also anatta and it just arises.
So can it be directly experienced from the very beginning?
Seems not.
No. And at the moment of thinking about it, can there be direct experience of anything?
No.
So it takes one away from attention to the characteristic which appears right then. All the time by what? One might think that one would like to know very much about the details of realities, but what likes to know much about it? One is trapped all the time by lopa.
And it's true that
if one collects the detail or finds out the knowledge but it's not really understood at all, then actually one just forgets straight away, and then next time one has to ask the same point because it's not really understood.
It seems like it's just wanting to know, that's all. To know about the names that one has heard. Now you understand about manasikara as much as
possible. As much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As much as possible.
Not more than this. Yeah. Name and a reality, mental reality.
Like now, attending to what is said about lobha, and at that moment of attending with kusala citta, then whatever one calls it, it is yoniso at that moment. At a moment of attending carefully to my tea with lobha, which is a yoniso, never mind what it's called. So one can begin to see how there is attending at every single moment.
So whether it's at yoniso or ayoniso, is it actually also accumulated? And it arises by conditions when it's... Because akusala is akusala, it's ayoniso, and when the citta is kusala, it's yoniso, it can't help. It's like that, right?
Each moment is conditioned. It depends on what appears as object of understanding. No selection. Because now visible object is appearing, But it depends on whether how much understanding of that comes from what. There must be yoniso manasikara or ayoniso manasikara, unknown.
Just asking whether yoniso manasikara is the same than right understanding.
No. Manasikara cetasika, not panya cetasika.
Actually, when we say right understanding, it seems that sometimes it refers to right view and sometimes it refers to panya. So is it the same reality or is it?
Panya is understanding, right understanding.
And when you say, for example, right view, it's the same?
Understanding, right understanding.
Samaditi.
It's
panya chittasika, okay. Which is another word for it.
Vichha or other names, jnana, vichha.
Okay. Amoha, it's the same.
Mm-hmm. What can panya understand now?
Hearing?
You call it hearing, but it does not understand hearing.
Because no panya, so no.
Just thinking that panya can understand hearing, what can panya understand? Panya can understand seeing. But no panya which understands, see? And thinking about wise attention, see? Far away from understanding, seeing and hearing. So one can see that before there can be the direct understanding of a reality, it takes time to listen and understand, to be conditioned for understanding whatever appears. Everyone knows the difference between intellectual understanding and direct understanding, but no one can do anything. But there can be a little more understanding. Little by little, yeah. And knowing as well.
So I want to check again the understanding. You can say that whenever there is an object and there is the sense and then citta that is experienced the object.
Right now.
So the condition for experience, for citta to experience the object, is that there is object and there is a feeling like when
sense
I touch,
space.
I can feel the touch.
The feeling. Feeling. If you don't touch, how can you feel?
Yeah.
Can you feel when you don't touch?
No.
So at moment of touching, what feels?
But only at the moment of touching, and then when you still keep the touching, you still feel the touching or?
At moment of touching, what is touched is experienced by a reality which is not you. At this moment, it does not appear because there is no touching.
Yeah.
So at moment of touching, it appears to that which touched it. Not you.
Yeah, the citta, the experience, the...
Citta and cetasika.
Yeah, citta. Okay. Citta.
Citta
experience the touching at the moment of touch.
Experience the hardness or softness.
Okay, but when you keep touching at that, the citta still experience the touching or no?
Yeah, please.
The experience through the body sense arises when there is contact between the body sense and hardness.
Yeah, okay. The first touch
is the same as the second touch and the third touch.
No.
There's no difference between the moment of experiencing and what you call the first touch, and when the finger is stays there.
Yeah, you feel stay there.
But
the second touch, you feel?
Well, it doesn't. We can't say, because if my finger is there, there's no guarantee that the next moment we'll feel hardness. It depends on conditions. So only the experiencing will tell. So only the person that is whose finger is touching can know whether there is the experience of hardness or not through that at that moment, because it depends on many conditions.
Okay, suppose every condition is the same.
Well, let's take seeing a physical object.
Did that thing feel the object?
Well, it's a different
suppose
object,
everything is the same.
As we've said before.
Only the time is passing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So if there are conditions for seeing consciousness to arise and experience a visible object, then that will keep happening.
I don't think so.
You know citta now. What is it?
Okay, citta. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. It's not citta. What is citta? What is a citta? It experiences.
Experience.
Which whenever it arises, it experiences an object.
Yeah.
Right now, okay?
Yeah.
Never change.
Yeah.
Citta is a reality. Whenever it arises, it experiences an object. It experiences.
Okay. Let's leave
citta,
but
we
talk about
the conscious. Yeah. Step by step. And now, everyone agrees.
Yes.
Citta is that which experiences. Whenever it arises, it experiences. It cannot arise without experience anything at all. Okay? Don't think about other things. Just citta is that characteristic, a reality, an element. It's not heart, it's not voice, it's not sweet, but it's that which experiences. Why do we talk about citta? Because now there is citta to prove whether the words is right or wrong. Seeing is real. It's the moment of seeing that which is seen. And what is that which sees? It's a reality, no one. It is conditioned to arise and see. No one can change it from seeing to hearing or thinking at all, right?
See. Yeah,
okay. Okay. But citta does not always experience visible object, right? Sometimes it experiences sound,
yeah.
Right? So citta does not always experience sight, sound, smell, taste, tongue, or thought at all.
Yeah.
So citta at moment of sleep does not see, does not hear, does not smell, does not touch, does not think, but it's there, keeping life going on, not to be dead person yet. But whenever it's the last moment, it does not arise anymore. We call death, because no more citta, only rupa is left without citta. So ugly, so unpleasant. It's not as ugly or unpleasant like that because citta arises on it. So it keeps the rupa alive. But whenever it's left, it's not arise at the body anymore. No experience. So the dead cannot see, cannot smell, because there's no that reality which experiences. So it means that no matter when citta arises, experiences an object, but it does not always see, hear, smell, taste, touch, or think. Like the moment while one is asleep, we call it sleep, because it doesn't see, it doesn't hear, it doesn't think. And we call it a dream when it arises and think without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
I think he's not yet clear about what he said about even if the fingers touching hardness, it's not necessarily the experience of hardness because it arises by condition. So what is, so can you please explain a little bit more so he can understand?
At the moment, there is seeing consciousness for everyone here experiencing visible object. Does it mean that there is the same number of moments of seeing consciousness for everyone experiencing visible object? No. Maybe someone is lost in thinking.
Yes.
And the moments of experiencing visible object are relatively few because there's only one jitta at a time. And if there's a lot of thinking going on about something else, then there'll be relatively fewer moments of experiencing a visible object. So that's one factor. And another factor is that there must be eye base arising at which the seeing consciousness arises. And eye base is conditioned by karma. So they're not necessarily moments. There's no rule to say that karma always conditions eye base at every moment of the life. Depends on so many factors in the past. So, and as Ajahn pointed out to you, even when there's touching continuous, what appears as continuous touching, there are other moments of experiencing through other sense doors in between. Seeing and hearing goes on regardless. So it's not a matter of successive moments of uninterrupted experiencing at one sense door at all. It just appears that way to us. And in fact, it appears that there are continuous successive moments of experiencing through more than one sense door, doesn't it?
No, suppose it blows all other sense.
I think also it's very interesting what you just said, because again you can see that how attached we are to thinking at things at permanent. Like we think that the eye is here, so that means the eye sense is there. But when you say that it also arises only by conditions, so that also tracks more about anatomy and.
Now, when there is seeing, hearing, it means that it's not I or you, it's citta. So citta arises from first moment of life, arising and falling away all the time. Nobody can change. So at moment of touching, what appears? Touching, what appears? There must be citta which experiences an object and what that object is at moment of touching. Touch, what appears? Nothing or what? What appears? Touching. If you touch, you know what appears. Nothing or something? That is thinking. That citta is the experiencing.
Yeah.
It arises and falls away, experience different things, many things in a day. Sometimes it sees, sometimes it hears. Whatever appears is the object of that which experiences it. For example, now these appear because citta arises and sees it. Close your eyes, everything is gone. No mountain, no ship, no water, no sea at all. But as soon as there is seeing, it sees, and the object appears as it is. So at moment of touching, it's not moment of seeing. What appears at moment of touching in a day? Six stories all the time, not more than that. What is seen now? What is seen? Visible object. But you don't have to call it visible because it's seen. that is which is seen is a reality. But we used to take it for something like my things, my friends. But actually what is seen can be just that which can be seen, while other reality cannot be seen at all. You cannot see citta, you cannot see lopa, you cannot see dosa, even they are there. But that which can be seen is only one reality, no matter in what world. And it's now, it's seen, that is seen only, when there is seeing. And seeing cannot arise with our conditions, when there is no eye-based, no visible object, in no way to have seeing arise, because it arises and it experiences an object. When it's not seeing, it experiences sound. When it's not sound seeing, it experiences smell. So at any moment in your life, there can be the understanding developed. When there's more understanding, not forgetful, that at that moment, a reality is experiencing, like now. Our reality experiences something, seen, heard, sound, smell, taste, touch, whatever it appears. No one is experiencing it but that which can experience only. The hardness cannot experience anything, but that, whenever it arises, it experiences. And this is Dhamma, reality, the truth of life, of reality. No one can change the way it is. So now, in reality, there are only the experiencing and the object which is experienced. No one. Seeing is seeing, hearing is hearing, thinking is thinking. But they arise alternately so fast that it can be like magician who shows that which is not there as something there.
The Buddha telling us all this, how can we know? Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
So now, Buddhang Saranang Kacchami. Can you have someone to tell you, like Buddha told you about realities right now, as they are? No one. That's why he's the only one. In the universes. Where are you now? Where are you now?
In Halambai.
Where are you now? Where are you now?
On the boat.
Nowhere.
When you are asked from someone, where are you, what would you say? On the boat.
Next to a chair.
Safe or not safe at all? Because we think that we are very safe on the boat.
Yes.
But actually, everyone who does not understand reality at all is like not on the boat, but in the sea of ignorance. Ocean. Ocean of ignorance. Without where to safe, where to go for an island. For the refuge. And not just in the sea of ignorance, also in the sea of attachment to everything which is experienced. Because there is ignorance, how can there be detachment from taking for something? Because one used to cling from life to life long, long time ago. And also this life, and also next life, when there is no enough panya to understand. That's why Dhammang Saranang Kacchami. See, only the right words can lead to enlightenment, knowing the truth, which appears now, but avijja cannot know it at all. In other words, we can say that we are floating in the sea of concept. Without realities, there's no concept. But one just know about concept, not knowing what is under concept. What is there? And what is there? Behind or under concept, which is covered up by concept, what is there?
Reality.
Reality is, that's all. Feeling, liking, disliking, attachment, everything is a reality. Covered up by painting, paint, like a painting. What is there? Without the paint, hardness, softness, that's all. But when there is paint, it is mountain, sky, birds, see? Like now, only paint the hardness, softness to be different people. Exactly like we see pictures. Is this not the sea of or ocean of ignorance and attachment? So we understand who's the enlightened one. Get closer to know him better. His wisdom cannot be comparable at all. It's like when it's here and he's so far away there. Only the voice, the teachings can come to be heard.
More understanding, more disappointed.
Because of that is clinging to the self, I. Otherwise it's
so
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you want something, otherwise there is no disappointment at all.
What can you do?
Yes, understanding, the only way. So don't do anything, don't try anywhere. Because it doesn't help. It's the way of ignorance and attachment, more with wrong understanding.
No more samadhi, no more jhana, no more breath.
Yeah. And one can compare when one goes to somewhere and think that one is doing something or to gain understanding, but there is no understanding. But now, even just a little light of understanding is much different. A little light can be bigger, greater, seeing clearly, like this. Before we turn on the light, visible object does not appear clearly. So even now, we can talk about the word visible object, not clear at all, because the light is not so light enough to understand it. But when there is the idea of whatever appears now is only that which can be seen. It can eliminate the clinging and the idea to whatever appears that we take for something or someone, no matter what object is there. This is the beginning of developing to understand the truth. See, the truth is not easy to understand, but the truth is the truth. What can it be more than that? Just close your eyes, everything's gone. Completely, no one here at all. So the paint, just paint everything which is seen as something. No need to have brush.
Okay.
Otherwise, we talk about Buddha, but do we know him? We talk about Dharma, do we know what Dharma is? And when we talk about Sangha, no understanding.
We understand that monks.
Not the monks in Dharma Vinaya of the Buddha. Do you know what people in the time of Tipangara, Sammasambuddho, when they heard that there would be the Buddha to be in long, long time in the future, what did they feel?
Not understand the question.
The question is, when the Buddha that arose in our time, when he made the vow to become a Buddha in the future, that was a long time ago, right? In the time of the Buddha Dipankara. As you probably know, he made a vow before the Buddha Dipankara to become a future Buddha. And the Buddha Dipankara confirmed that he would in fact become a Buddha in the future. So Ajahn's question is, the people that were there at the time and witnessed this event, what was their response, their feeling, their reaction?
Great joy. A great joy.
No disappointment.
No disappointment.
Because that person can be the disciple of the next Buddha. No matter when, no matter when. This is the resolution, Adidana, Parami.
So, I've heard that the next Buddha to be will be Maitreya Buddha, right? The one that was predicted by the God. Okay.
When?
I am.
And who will meet, and who will hear the teaching, and who will understand. And why did Buddha tell the people in those days about his previous lives and the disciples' previous lives? What's the benefit?
To show that it's long.
To have less attachment to become enlightened very soon.
And Thai, isn't it like a relief or removal of the burden that nothing special to do, no how, no need to try to close some doorways, and no need to think about samadhi or go to the temple at a special time or stop work or just always this moment, reality now, nothing that has to be done at all, just understanding now. Isn't that like letting go of a big burden?
That's true. And also for even that, let's say understanding the moment is, it is thinking, let's say touching, harness, but We don't really know the harness. We just think about the harness, right? Just talk about the harness.
Before thinking.
Harness.
Yeah. You don't need thinking at all. And you don't have to think that it's hard either.
No.
That characteristic appears beyond any word can tell how hard it is.
No.
Because it's still trying to catch the reality, whether it's motion or hardness or visible objects, so it's still a kind of trying to get it rather than just understand what appears now.
The reason that I'm a little bit still confused about that, because before I thought that let's say, touching harness, and I have sati, the sati to know the harness. But then I see that it's not the sati, it's just the thau.
Yes. And it's good
so
to know.
So the concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even then when they're trying to do it, or there's confusion, or there's doubt, just another reality that can be known even then.
Yeah.
Less wrong view.
So when one understands this point, you can understand the what Buddha talk about the four oka.
Four oka.
Floods.
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 Ah, okay. We don't know anything about this.
The four oka. Gam oka. Or gam oka. The same. What is karma?
Karma, sense, plane of sense objects.
Okay.
Flood of sense objects.
Always in the flood of attaching to sense objects. From the moment you wake up, is there wishing for anything now? Is there any wishing for anything now?
No.
This is reaching to get that already.
Get what?
To get the even that is reaching.
I mean.
Yes, but when you sit on the dining table, wishing for what? Which one on the table? It's there all the time. Okay. Sense object. Who is not attached with? Who is
Anagami.
Mm-hmm. Even Sotapanna is still attached. See? How deeply rooted. In Oka again, of this. Clinging to the sensuous object, see? This is the first oka in the day to be known. So how can you go and sit and don't know anything and try not to have it? Never.
And then make a key, the key lock.
Stop touching. Lock the mind.
Lock panya. And the second oka, pavoka.
Becoming.
What about now? What about tomorrow? What about next life? Not only now. From now on. Where would you like to be born?
Thailand, she said.
Thailand is not as pleasant as before.
I think for Thailand, the root of drama.
Any plane that one can listen to the teachings. In heaven, there are places like here. People come and have discussion on Dhamma.
Which plane is that?
All heaven planes. Yeah. Not in hell.
Because we have heard a lot of people saying that the human sphere is the most suitable for developing Panya.
For developing all kinds of kusala.
Okay.
Of kusala, like dana. In heaven, you didn't have to have dana at all. Everyone has what?
So I will just translate the first two. Or you want to say a little bit more about Bhava Mukha?
To be sure, where are you? Not just in the sea of Dharma and Bhava, but also Titi. Titi Oka.
Titi Oka, okay.
When you go somewhere, you wish to understand the teachings, it's the sea of Titi. Move from this Titi to another Titi to another Titi. One more.
Avijja.
Avijja. Okay. See?
Is
Avijja now?
Sure.
When citta is akusala, no matter with lopa or with dosa, or with wrong view or with conceit, Avijja is there. Just like ocean too. How many moments of avijja today? Good to know. Yeah.
Let's say how many.
How
many moments in a day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when one says that, oh, I'm disappointed because it's so far away. What does it mean?
Natta there.
Natta. Lopa is there.
Atta is there, not anatta.
Atta.
Yes.
When it's anatta, you know. No one can do anything.
Just open your mind, open all six senses, just live.
Open all six senses.
Just live and enjoy life. That's life, just live and enjoy life.
Excuse me, with understanding.
Yeah.
Not just, with avijja.
No, I mean open the mind to. I mean it means that keep in touch with real understanding. Yeah.
The only way.
Nothing else. Don't want to be there. Don't worry about next life.
Because it's
don't worry about.
Worry
to be born
condition.
In Thailand, no.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the tomorrow
worry
we not
is conditioned.
Meet Achan or not.
Yeah, everything is conditioned. Understanding it.
Yeah, that's why I already said the real is always there. But the problem is that we can realize the reality or not. So you don't need to go to go anywhere to read the book, the big book like this, to see the Dhamma.
To hear the teaching.
No. I don't say that. Don't need to hear the teaching because you have to open your mind to see everything come to you.
By conditions.
But everything is by condition. Because even that you meet a Buddha, you cannot. By condition, you can recognize a Buddha. We cannot know. So. If you sit and by condition, we can keep
coming here, listening here, understanding here is conditioned.
Yeah, it's right. It's a condition.
So the question is: is it necessary to
not.
Listen to the Dhamma?
I mean,
right Dhamma.
Yeah, have to be. This not to the teaching. Have to hear everything. Not only Dhamma.
What is not Dhamma? When there is understanding, every reality is real. That's the meaning of Dhamma.
Because whenever you have keen to have something, you know, is a loss of way.
But still, I think we should be very careful about this because wrong view can set in. And I think I read some in one of the letters of Nina about how easy to get off the middle path because he can grasp the meaning wrongly. And so for me, it's very helpful to listen to the wise words again and again so that my own understanding doesn't go too far from the right understanding of the wise.
What hears?
Sound.
What hears sound?
What?
There is sound. What hears or what experiences sound? Not you.
Okay, leave it to Anita.
See, even that can be known directly when Panya develops. Very natural. It's conditioned. No one can make it arise. And what is there in between seeing and sound?
Thinking,
yeah. And
liking, disliking,
and
thinking and attachment,
and
ignorance,
and everything,
and pavanga in between. Each process.
Can we say that
for everyone, let's say we all open a thick book of Abhidhamma, can we say that it depends on different accumulations, whether at any moment there is understanding, attachment, ignorance? So we don't know for the others. So again, it just comes back to the citta now. So whether or not we open that book depends on conditions, and it also depends on conditions at that moment, whether it's ignorance or attachment. So we can't say opening the book is with ignorance or opening the book is with attachment, just like we can't say listening now
is so
never mind about the others cheetahs at all, because we can't know the others cheetahs. But just as at this moment it can be known whether there's attachment or aversion or understanding, same any time. So it always comes back to this cheetah, because they can only be thinking about the others, thinking they have a lot of attachment or thinking this or that way. But when one thinks like that, what is the cheetah now? It's just more kusala, thinking, oh, they have this or they have that, or comparing or something. So always comes back to understanding the reality at this moment, the citta now.
I'm confused a little bit about what sati and samasati, because I understand that, let's say, no, the hand is sati, but not samasati. But actually, it's not the sati when experience the harness, because it's, we don't experience the reality, it's just the concept.
Do you have sati today?
No.
See, when you understand, you can know exactly whether it's sati or not. But if you don't know, you might think that you have sati.
But all moments of kusala, that sati is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just not the sati of satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
Satipatthana.
And sati is different.
It is a mental factor, cetasika, sati, but different degrees, different levels.
Different level of panya?
Sometimes there is sati without panya. But whenever there is panya, there must be sati for sure. Panya cannot arise without sati, but sati alone can arise without panya. That's why many people can give dana and observe sila, but no understanding, no panya.
So sati, very fast.
All realities.
Like now, if we listen to you, and if there's one moment of understanding, then sati is there.
Mm-hmm. But not satipatthana, see?
Not satipatthana.
But actually, in reality, we don't know that there's sati at the moment it happened, right?
That's why we read with understanding or without understanding. When it's about sati at level of dana, of sila, and bhavana, samatha, or vipassana. Or a sati, but different level.
So, sati in satipatthana is panya?
Sati is not panya.
Sati in satipatthana is
sati, it is not panya. Sati is sati, and panya is panya.
How is it different then?
Sati is aware, and panya understands.
Questions again. So, when there's the moment of understanding, for example, there is sati. So, the moment is known, but it's like the sati is not strong enough so that its characteristic can be known, right? I cannot say anything about it.
For example, right now, what level of understanding? There is understanding. Intellectual understanding. So sati at moment of having intellectual understanding is not the sati which is conditioned by developed panya to be aware of a reality. Only understanding intellectually until it's direct understanding. Sati is conditioned by panya. That's why for the Eightfold Path, panya is the leader. Comes first. Without panya, the other factors cannot be samma at all.
And for example, the Satipatthana Sutta talks about the development of sati sampajanya, right?
So sampajanya.
Sampajanya is panya, so it's sati with panya, which understands realities, not just sati without panya.
And is sati sampajanya moment of intellectual understanding?
Sorry?
Is sati sampajanya be sati at level of understanding? Intellectual understanding?
I think yes.
No.
No.
Direct understanding.
Because it's used in the Satipatthana. Why do they use the word sampajanya instead of panya in that case?
Sati sampajanya is used only in tranquil meditation and vipassana meditation because it's not like listening to concept, but it's moment of understanding. For example, when it is tranquil meditation, it understands the difference between kusla and akusla. But there is the idea of self or something there. So it's not vipassana, bhavana. For now, who can tell what moment is kusla and what moment is akusla?
No.
So it's not sati sampajanya. But for those who develop samatha, must have the higher degree of awareness which can understand at that moment the difference between kusla and akusla. That's why sati sampajanya at that level eliminate the akusla or nivarana, the hindrances for kusala. at moment of understanding directly a reality, is there sati sampajanya?
Yes.
Is there calm?
Yes.
Good. We do not have to do anything, no extra calm to condition right understanding thing. It's there. Viriya is there. See? Everything is there, like now, citta and citta-sika. Is it boring to hear the truth or the true words about reality right now?
No, it is very tested.
No, when there's understanding.
Yeah.
But when there's no understanding, it's so boring talking about what? Seeing, hearing, thinking, so forth.
Hi, you've traveled a long way to join us today. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. So you say that the development of Panya is a long process. So what should I do? In terms of like my view toward meditation, for example, and similar, I would expect, like normally, like from previous discussion, you might say, okay, like Panya again, develop Panya again. But practically, for example, in daily life, if I need exercise, what would be my view between, okay, on one hand, I know that I need to develop Panya along the way through kind of accumulate and talking more.
So that is still you and Panya?
I get more confused. I mean, to be honest, like, I get more confused. And I mean, like, if I don't say it out...
Because you see that it's not understanding word from word to word, one by one at a time. Not understanding enough that there is no you.
So would that person, with the Panya, for example, could they still do meditation? Could they still do yoga? Could they still do
what do you mean by meditation? What do you mean by yoga? What do you mean by any word that you just talk about?
Daily activity, for example.
What is daily activity?
Exercises, for example. Just say.
So what exercise?
The body exercises.
That can the body exercise without the citta?
No.
And at that moment, it is wholesome or unwholesome to exercise?
It could be wholesome, it could be unwholesome.
No. You think that it's wholesome, but in reality it's not. Because there is attachment and there's the idea of self. So how can it be wholesome?
Right. Yeah, true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. The assumption is if I exercise more, then I will get more control of my health and I would get...
And it's still you. No understanding of reality as a reality at a time.
Right. So that means, like, particularly tomorrow, for example, I would abandon all kind of...
Can you? Can you? Little by little, there can be the understanding of whatever appears, whether it can be taken for I or not, because it does appear and disappear in split seconds. Nothing can stay as long as you think. Like seeing right now, there's hearing in between and thinking too. It seems like seeing stays all the time. But actually, what about other reality at that moment when sound appears, it's not visible object at all. And right understanding can be very keen and exact and precise to know just one reality at a time. When there are so many realities, how can one say that one understand those reality? They do not arise together, just one at a time.
Right. You mean like the reason for that question is also like the level of I'm not sure, is that trust or is that level of confidence in, is that the right, is that
in
the
in way? What confidence in what
confidence in
is that really like just knowing, just continuously keep questioning what is happening now?
Who keep? Can you keep seeing?
No.
Hearing?
No.
Thinking?
No, but it seems like going kind of wrong, like kind of in circle again.
It's not clear whether you can or you cannot, or you think that no, impossible, no one can do anything. It's conditioned to arise. While one is asleep, nothing appears. But then something appears. How can that reality appear without conditions? But there's not enough understanding the anatomy of that moment, and it's only conditioned reality, and it's gone. And the other reality succeeds instantly. The arising of the next one, covers up the passing away, the falling away of the previous one. So it seems like exactly the same all the time. But this moment is not the previous moment. It looks the same, but it's not the same. What is right? Is it the same, right? Oh, it's not the same, right?
It's not the same.
Not the same, right. So right understanding is right understanding. It develops more when there is more considering about the truth of reality right now. To be your own understanding, not the other's understanding. Not the one who tells you about reality right now, but it's not your own understanding yet until you consider whether it's right or not. When it's right, there can be more and more understanding, more right understanding. That's why it has to begin from the very beginning to know what is now. Is there anything or there is nothing at all, this moment? What is there now and here? What
there
is there?
There is something.
Pardon?
There is something.
Something.
I mean, it's hearing. It's that should be hearing. That
hearing
should be touching.
Hears what?
Hears out.
Sound. Gone. Yeah. Completely both. Can that be you?
No.
No. So each moment cannot be taken for I. When there is right understanding of each, it indicates that in a day there are not moments of understanding so much, so that still is the idea of self. Until right understanding develops on and on.
It seems that if keep continue talking about it, then it makes sense. Like kind of the understanding, like kind of I cannot use that I to describe it.
No one can.
But to say again, like when you explain, like seeing only seeing, there's no this seeing cannot feel, feeling cannot, then it seems to be like the understanding kind of got to that level. It's like intellectual understanding.
Right.
So that
it has to be intellectual before there can be the direct understanding. The arising and falling away as no self. Yeah.
But when the thinking stop, when the thinking about that kind of that concept stop, and I went to another thinking, like about future, about tomorrow, what I should do, for example, then it started again. It start to kind of question, like, okay, what?
Okay. Are you thinking now?
Yes.
See,
it's not me thinking, but there is thinking.
Yeah. Is there any understanding of that thinking, which has arisen by conditions, why it is that wise or that way of thinking?
No.
By conditions, even thinking.
Yep.
Is it yesterday thinking?
No.
No. Is it the past moment thinking?
No.
It's thinking about the past, but it's not the past thinking.
But thinking arise and things.
Yes.
And pass away, yes. Fallen away, and the next one can follow,
yes.
Can arise after that.
Yes. Yeah.
So when one citta arises, if it hasn't fallen away yet, the other citta cannot arise at all. That's why only one citta can experience only one object at a time. There can never be two cittas together at a time. By conditions.
Moment of thinking about what to do or what should I do to have more understanding. It's just another moment of thinking that's conditioned like that also, right? So yep. Instead of, so no need to think in any special way because it's conditioned at that moment. So no matter what activity one's doing in the day, whether one's eating or doing exercise or sitting here, they're just different moments of seeing and hearing and thinking, just different conditioned realities.
Right.
So no need to think, what should I do? Because that's just a moment of conditioned thinking.
Just, it will continue happening, but
yeah.
Then it's like
it could,
how...
It could be understood also. Yeah. It's just another moment of thinking, no matter what it thinks about. We usually find the story that the thinking thinks about very important, what shall I do, and tomorrow and yesterday, but actually the reality is just the thinking at that moment.
So the question is not about doing this, doing that, how to do. The question is about render stand at the right moment, considering. And
what is the reality that can be known?
Whether we do yoga or don't do yoga, you'll still be akusala.
Same reality.
Still be seeing, still be hearing, still be thinking.
So I could still do yoga, but then just consider that as what the reality is happening. Rather than before, if I do yoga and I don't kind of consider what kind of reality is happening.
Just remember that doing yoga is actually also touching, seeing, hearing.
I do a lot of yoga. I swim, I do yoga, I walk. It's just normal
it's like,
daily life. But
it's like you eat.
Yeah. We eat with our kusala. It doesn't mean we stop eating.
You can also consider, you know, if we eat healthily, then more opportunities for studying the Dharma or helping others. If we do some exercise and take care of the body, then can also be like swimming or something, then it means one can also maybe hear more Dharma or help others keep healthy. So different realities. It doesn't mean one has to stop anything or do anything special, but don't think that this is the path to enlightenment.
I got that. I didn't mean what
but
I said.
Understanding any time at all.
I didn't mean that.
No,
to do yoga to get enlightenment.
Some people think so.
And now the point is whether Lopa is good.
It's pleasant, but it's not good.
But you also included meditation in your list of should I or should I?
For that, for example, I would see more like I would see more meditation as kind of benefit for the physical, but not it could have the physical benefit by the right condition. But it's not necessarily means that that meditation exercise could lead to enlightenment or could lead to more understanding without the panya at the beginning.
And why do you meditate? What for?
That was lopa.
So you have more lopa and wrong understanding sometimes? Or you have right understanding?
But again, there's no guarantee that if I don't do that meditation...
Because you see that what is meant by meditation, what is the aim or the goal or destiny of it?
It's how that people define that. But to me, for example, if I do just meditation, it just mean I'm just sitting, okay, just forget the word meditation, but just to me that exercise, that means, okay, sit down and be calm.
Be calm? Are you sure?
No, I can't guarantee to be calm.
Can it be better with understanding, even to sit or walk or do anything? Not just make believe or think that it's that, but actually what is it in reality? Better than think that it's that while it's not.
I'm not sure.
Is right understanding better than not understanding?
Yes, of course.
And it's worse than that, is taking it for something which is not real or not that thing at all. Like, example, seeing is not anyone at all. Can there be the beginning of understanding it as just a conditioned reality? It's not me or I, but it's conditioned to see. But after seeing, there's clinging, not knowing what it is. But what about seeing and after that know something about it as it is? A little bit, little by little.
So while doing something that kind of create more loha or more kind of misunderstanding, mm-hmm. rather than going back, like investing that time, for example, if like mm-hmm. directing to the right path.
But even at the moment when one sits quietly and closes one's eyes and there's pleasant feeling and it seems like very calm, so even then there can be understanding because there's hearing, there's sound, there's pleasant feeling, thinking it's calm. Why? Just because it's pleasant feeling. So anytime there can be understanding, because pleasant feeling arises with lobha too. So mostly when it's pleasant feeling and one feels very calm and relaxed, it's just attachment at that moment. But that's okay. Attachment is so common. So attachment can be known, pleasant feeling can be known, any reality at all. So it doesn't mean...
Would it be correct to say the underlying motive for meditating is to have more kusala? Mm.
Yes.
There's no other reason for meditating, is there? Unlike, say, exercise, which is done for physical health or general fitness. But when we talk about meditation, we mean something that's done in order to develop or to have more good sleep.
Well, she did say for her it was for physical well-being.
She said it could have physical benefits. But we're talking about the reason for doing it in the first place. You don't meditate in order to get fit, for example.
I guess I first started, thought that it could bring up more kusala. But then after hearing and understanding, learning more from Achan, I would say that it's not the right way. It's not guaranteed because it's all conditioned. But I still have attachment to that kind of exercise. So that's why I just kind of like struggle between, okay, should I abandon it or
you cannot.
it could have been like that the understanding have led to abandon.
Not necessary. As you would like to eat. You eat? Can you stop eating?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like kind of eating, walking, standing. But it can be with understanding.
And do the thing by condition.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't have a condition for yoga. See?
There's no room for
But I have conditioned to like something special on the dining table or breakfast. See? It depends on accumulation, whether this is object for liking or disliking. Not only once when it arrives, it accumulates too. What color do you like?
Red.
Red. Can you stop liking it? But there can be the understanding at that moment that it's attachment, not dislike. See? And it passed away completely, never come back. No matter what happened in one's life, when there's the right understanding, just from this life to other life, is the more and firm, well-established understanding of reality as not self, as only conditioned reality. All moments in one's life. Temporarily. Very short. Never come back.
So one doesn't have to think, should I or shouldn't I at all, because just different realities which arise by conditions.
At the moment, it seems to be there is an attachment, it's also maybe a thinking that is attachment.
Actually, thinking with lopa or lopa things or dosa things or panya things